Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 19th of September 2017, and this is the 655th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's late afternoon. It suddenly turned quite chilly. A sort of cold drizzle. I think it's going to be quite cold tonight, about 3. But nonetheless, there's this very, very deep pink blossom outside my window of my living room. So it's reminding me that it is spring, even though it is prolonging its winterliness, much to my pleasure. It's been strange being sort of back today, if that's the right word for it, given that I haven't really gone away. There's a lot of chaos around me. There are dead flowers and layers of dust and things just flung here and there. And so I'm just sending you a podcast in between doing some tidying up and washing up and preparing something to eat, because tonight is the cave and I need to be slightly respectable, very, very slightly respectable for the cave. And I also need to have fed myself, because it'll be my last chance before about 9:30, which is much too late to eat. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. It's been really nice today to be able to reflect on the last few days. I haven't really worked out what I'm going to do with my novel tonight, but it felt important to spend a bit of time just thinking through some of the things that occurred. Yesterday was a very, very special day. I went up to Mount Field, which is a national park about an hour and a half from here. And I went with a group of 10 people. Three of them were sort of presenting, and the 7 of us were guests, if you like. And it was run by the Parks and Wildlife Service in conjunction with the Writers' Festival. And we went up quite early in the morning, and then were taken around Lake Dobson, which was covered with snow, fairly covered. The snow was melting, but it was still very easy to slip into snow that came up to your knees. So it was quite, I'm not going to say heavy going, but it was quite eventful going, shall we say. And we were guided by an Aboriginal man, a Tasmanian Aboriginal man who is a singer, who welcomed us to the place and sang us songs and also told stories. And we had another person there who also told stories about the natural environment. And we all talked with each other and also talked about different stories of our lives and of belonging and our connection to the land up there. We had a really lovely, lovely group, and it felt like a very, very moving day for all of us, which was really great. We sat in a ski club hut and had a meal. and went on singing and talking and eating. And in fact, we were so involved with doing that that we had to curtail our second walk. In fact, curtail, it's not the right word. We had to not do our second walk because we were running an hour and a half over time. It was a really, really, really lovely day, and it has made me think differently about being in Tasmania. I've always felt illegitimate here, that I have no right to be here, and that I come from a colonizing background, and by coming here that I am exacerbating that kind of colonization. And there was something about yesterday and that welcome that is easing that. And I don't know where it's going to go, but I think it's probably quite important for me, and for my connection to my writing. So that was yesterday, and well, it was more than yesterday. It'll be an ongoing thing. Everybody sent round photos this morning, and so there are lots of really lovely shots of the place and us being in the place, but also the different personalities shine through the photographs. And that was one of the great things about it, was that everyone had a different perspective, but I suppose the sharing was very deeply felt, and we got closer and closer as the day wore on. It felt like a really extraordinary conclusion to the Writers Festival. So that's where I'm at. And I feel extremely fortunate to have been able to take part in something quite as special as that. For how engaging it was for me. I do hope that you've had a good couple of days, a good few days, that you sometimes have these moments of something beyond your everyday, something that lights up from beyond. I think I'd better stop this podcast now, or I'm not going to do even the most basic level of preparation. Thank you very, very much for listening today. I'm going to send with this podcast a picture of Pandani. They're an endemic plant in Tasmania, probably relics from when Tasmania was part of Gondwana, so incredibly ancient. And these are some of the tallest Pandani in the world. Well, they are endemic to Tasmania, so in Tasmania, which automatically makes them the tallest Pandani in the world. And amazingly, they are heath plants. I don't know how old these particular plants are in this image. Very old, I mean hundreds of years old. And there's something about their presence, the way they stoop and bend towards each other, that makes you feel as if they're in conversation with each other in some way. And it was under these trees that we were welcomed to the country. They're not trees, sorry, under these Pandini, that we were welcomed to the country. So they're quite, quite special things. Thank you again for listening, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.